standing in one place and my friend's standing in another place at the Kotel or at one of these minions where I'm here and you're on the porch and this and that. These are all the issues that all of Am Yisrael has been dealing with. So what halachically counts as 10 men in a minion? Do we all have to be in the same area, this little area, in order to count? Or is it more complicated? And we were discussing this morning, but let's see it in the Svarim, and then we'll branch out to our own particular situation.
If they're in general view of the minion, then they can be.
So that's the question. Let's say, I'm on that roof.
There's a guy here outside the window. She davens in the morning, and two guys up on the roof.
So then there's really two questions for those guys.
Yeah.
Well, question number one is, do they count as doing tefillah b'tzibur? And question number two is, can they be counted as the 10, as the one who make up the
right.
minyan?
Okay.
Those are two separate questions.
Okay.
It could be that you don't necessarily count as making it the 10th man, but you could still count as being part of the minyan. So I'll have to see.
Why can't you count them as being part of the tent? If you're in doubt, you can ask them, would they...
You're assuming that the in order to create a minion, the barometer is, can they see you?
I'm asking that question. Is that...
Is that the barometer?
Yeah.
So let's not skip ahead. Let's see.
Okay.
So now, quoting from the Panini Halacha of Melamed. Me Kita Mitzvah of the Minyan. Fishla Manu Minyanu Tiruf Shalasara Yudim Tcharim Shesh and Das. 10 Jews, 10 men who have knowledge. Fishit Sarfu Alem, the Shot Machmachad, Aval Im Tisha Bebet Knesset, Achad Michut Bebet Knesset, Bechad Smuk Bebet Knesset, Inam Mitzvah of the Minyan. So the Panini Alacha, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, quoting the Gemara, says that if there's 9 men here and 1 outside the base Knesset, that doesn't count as a minyan. Okay?
Right.
They have to have 10 in the same reshus.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But if the one who's outside stands by the door or by the window,
right.
And he shows them their face, his face. He says, look,
right.
I'm with you. Right. According to most poskim, he does count for the minyan. He makes a kesha ayin shabay mitzvah, their eye contact connects them together. Now, does everyone need to see him? No. Some of the people in the minyan have to see him. Okay?
Okay.
So, but there is a more stringent opinion that actually he will not count. He has to actually physically be in the same area. His head has to be popped into the same area.
You just call him in, right?
Well, in the theoretical world, it would be, just call him in. But in the real world that we live in, it's not so easy. Because if you have a very limited amount of people,
or
a small space during Tkufat Torona, he doesn't feel comfortable, you don't feel comfortable with him being indoors. So then the question is, do we have to ask this person to come into the shul? Or even not in Corona. Let's say he likes his space. He wants to daven with his.
If he's by the doorway, it's okay.
I said it's a machlokas.
It is a machlokas.
According to most
people. You said it depends who sees him. Like, if you have 2 witnesses or so who see him.
No, so let's start from
the Tibor.
Let's summarize. We said that there's 2 opinions. According to the strict opinion, if he's outside of the minyan, of the shul, he's not physically in the shul, then he does not count.
Right.
But according to most authorities, most poskim, he doesn't actually have to be inside the shul.
Okay.
He needs to show them his face.
Right.
Now, does everyone have to be able to see him? We said no. As long as some of the people can see him, it's considered part of the minyan.
Yeah, him also.
Everyone. Mamash everyone. Good. So now that's where we're at so far. Therefore, since this is a machlokas, what does the Panini Halacha suggest? Lechatchila, ideally, yesh lachmir. It'd be better to be stringent. V'shat adchak, and in time of a situation, it's just challenging.
K'shen
yachol leknas me, when he can't go inside. Efshar leshmoch adat rov poskim, we can rely upon the opinion of most authorities. Shemekilim atarfo, k'shemareh lefanav v'panav, who say that as long as he shows his face, it counts. Okay.
Because it's more important to get that tenth man, even if there's a little bit of mechukah.
The question is, do you have to ask him to come inside? So I would say, since most poskim say that you don't have to ask him to come inside, especially in the tkufa of corona, when we are, you know, a lot of people don't want to be so close to other people indoors, especially. So I would certainly think that that would be considered a shatat chak enough of a situation to rely upon him not being physically in the same rishus, based on the pini halacha. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, again, the pini halacha is, that's his opinion. You may find some other people who are going to be more stringent, and they may not know the opinion that most poskim are lenient. They may only know what their rabbi told them, that the Shulchan Aruch is stringent. And that's why it's important to speak, and that everyone should talk to each other to understand. Now, what's the source for this? Shulchan Aruch Nun Hei Yod Aleph. We're going to look at it inside in just a moment, okay? But Pnei Yocha quotes his sources. Shulchan Aruch Nun Hei 55:14. Mashma Shekomi Shemaret Panav Afilu Shubrishu Tachar Mitzaref. It's implied, as we'll see, that everyone counts as long as they can see each other. I'm inside, you're outside. As long as we can see each other, it's good. The kachat of Beis Yosef b'shem Orchaz Chaim shetiza devarav haigon Rashba. And the Beis Yosef, remember yesterday we were talking about how the Beis Yosef is the more lengthy version of the Shulchan Aruch. It's where the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo talks about all the different opinions. And there, he quotes the Orchaz Chaim, which is the big rabbi, and Rav Haigon, we were talking about the Gaonim, the 1200 years ago, and the Rashba. All of these rabbis understood that as long as we could see each other, it counts. And actually, interesting, I remember learning this in the Gemara in Pesachim. We learn this out from Zimun, because the Gemara specifically discusses by benching that if I'm here and someone else is there, that you can count. And so they apply the logic, the rationale of Zimun to say it's the same with Minyan. They say those are two comparable things. My good friend, Shammai is going to point out that not everyone agrees to that.
No.
Why? Ulam of course, Bishark Nazak Dola.
A Jew is a Jew, right?
Right. And there's another posek, famous Sephardi posek, named the Kafa Chaim, according to other Achronim, who are stringent and say, no, you need to actually walk yourself inside. And Shammai made it clear that Minyan and Zimun are not always comparable. They have different dinim sometimes. And so my friend Shammai said, no, he personally would not feel comfortable, ideally, because he feels like those are, Minyan and Zimun are two separate matters. And that's the opinion of many poskim. So what is a Mishnah Berurah? Remember, the Mishnah Berurah is a commentary. That is a Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah is this guy. We'll see it inside. So he's a commentary. He says, in Nun Hei Nubat, like the lenient opinion. So a person is davening the women's section. If he shows his face, he counts as a minion. But ideally, you should be stringent. So if you can, better to go inside. Okay. Now, what if you're there, you can hear them, but they can't see you? It's a big mechita. Even though he is not the 10th man in the minyan, so then, still, if there's a minyan without him, when he's davening with them, it counts for him like he's part of the minyan. He just can't be the 10th person. It's a Mishnah Berura. So, fine. So just to summarize, what do we say so far? We said that when it comes
to... There are different opinions.
Yes, but we got to understand, what are the different...
That
somebody asked
discovered
that we know.
But opinions.
Remember, the Torah has to be sharp in our tongues. Somebody, boom, asked me what's the answer, I have to be able to say, these are different opinions.
But by and large, can you say that it's better... Or most of the opinion to be more lenient than to be more stringent.
I would say by and large, it's better to be stringent than to be lenient. I know. In general,
in a case where you really need this person, you can be a little more lenient to make the minyan.
Certainly, I would say that if you're running the minyan and you really need this person right. to count as the 10th person,
so, the seaboard
so then we can rely upon most poskim
right.
and say that he counts as accounts for the minyan.
Okay.
In addition, I would say that now, especially in this time period when really, you know, people are afraid of getting sick and being far from another person is really a very logical thing to do
okay.
if you want to avoid the chance of spread of disease.
Right.
I'd say it might even be better to rely upon this opinion. Milechatchila.
And then the doorway thing comes into play, which is...
Hold on. Well, one step at a time. Therefore, I would say, especially during this time period, especially if you don't have an endless amount of space, it would certainly be fine and to rely upon lenient opinion, which is most poskim, even if someone is not physically in the same rishus, it counts. That's it for the 10 people. But if you have a minion already, so then certainly there'd be no problem if you're the 11th or 12th or 13th man for you to be anywhere where they can see you and you can see me in the area. Obviously, in a normal situation, I would say, of course, better to be in one rishus, just be close to each other. But in this corona world that we live in, I would probably even say it's better to be outside of the minyan and give people more space than to be machmir about everyone being in the same area. Okay?